It's ironic, so much data collected about so many things, and yet none of it appears to help solve the mystery of Flight 370. Today, frustration with the so far fruitless search for the missing Malaysia Airlines jet hit the boiling point. Relatives of those on board the aircraft held a protest just before a news briefing by Malaysian authorities. They accused officials of holding back information. The BBC's Jennifer Pak is in the Malaysian capital, Kuala Lumpur. What happened at the briefing?
Journalists are getting a daily briefing from Malaysian officials, and what the Chinese family members who have been staying at a nearby hotel, kept away from journalists for days now, they were feeling quite frustrated at the fact that they have not been able to speak to any high-level Malaysian officials. So they came to the hotel here hoping to speak to journalists. One tried to unfurl a banner, trying to say that we protest against the Malaysian government for hiding the truth from us on this search, and that they requested the Malaysian government return their loved ones. This really comes from a sense of frustration, because remember, we are now well into the second week of the search, and Malaysian officials have basically start right back from the start. They have said that the search areas that they were in the South China Sea was in vain, that in fact now they have to start back from ground zero, where they have to search in new areas stretching from northern Thailand all the way up to Central Asia, and also look all the way down into the remote and deep parts of the Indian Ocean.
I'd like our listeners to hear one moment from the media briefing today. The woman we're about to hear was pleading with reporters to help her find her son, and you'll definitely hear her frustration. So the woman's saying that no members of the Malaysian government have met us. We launch our demands every day but get no answer, and they tell me to come back the next day. Every day, she says.
The woman also said in Mandarin that she wanted her son returned to her. It's been more than 10 days that she's been waiting around. As I said, they've been cooped up in these hotel rooms, promised that they would be updated. And yet, because Malaysian officials have been very guarded about what they will reveal, that's why there is this sense the Malaysian officials are trying to hide something. I also have to add that because the search effort now is not only focused out on the sea, that they have a possibility that this plane could have landed somewhere between Thailand and Central Asia, that there are conspiracy theories and a lot of speculation that perhaps this plane could have landed safely, that it was possibly hijacked, and that Malaysian officials are working to get the passengers on board released. So there is a strong sense amongst family members that they're holding out this very tiny hope that their loved ones are still alive, and that's why it has driven them to this point of frustration.
So no answers when many questions are being asked. What can you tell us about the ongoing investigation?
Well, Malaysian officials have now declared this a criminal investigation because they have reason to believe that the aircraft was deliberately diverted from its route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. So what we know is that the aircraft left early in the hours, was headed towards Beijing, but about an hour into the flight, suddenly the communications were turned off and it managed to then cross peninsular Malaysia undetected, and then managed to turn another sharp turn up to the northwest. Since then, they have now satellite information that indicated that the plane's last point of contact could have been anywhere from northern Thailand up to Central Asia, down to the Indian Ocean. Now, it's very imprecise, and that's why the Malaysian government is looking into gathering other satellite information from different countries, such as the US, China, as well as France, to then see if they can map out where this flight is. But of course, the fact that they're saying that it was deliberately diverted means that a lot of the focus has been on the pilots themselves, as well as the cabin crew that had any kind of knowledge about flying, because it took somebody with detailed knowledge in order to pull something like this off. The only problem is, not only do we not have any information on motives, but we still don't know where this aircraft is, so it hasn't really yielded much answers, and it's been extremely excruciating for the family members, who now have family members who are potential suspects in this investigation.
The BBC's Jennifer Pak in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Jennifer, thanks for the update.
Thank you.